When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think this is the ultimate trick, and I don't hear it talked about very often. Hi, and welcome to Financials Podcast, Future Rich. I'm your host, Barbara Ginty, and I'm also a CFP, which is a certified financial planner. And today I'm here to talk about money moves to make before you're 40, because I just turned 40. And so the ladies have asked me to talk about and reflect back on the things that I've done between starting my career, so my early 20s till today, now having turned 40, and what would be my advice on money moves you should make. We see a lot out there about money moves based on different ages. And so I think I'll start by saying I feel very fortunate to be where I am at 40. I'm very happy with where I am career-wise and financially and personally at the age of 40. And so I'm going to give you the money moves I would make from the perspective of I am happy with where I am. And so what did I do to get to where I am? Keeping in mind that everybody is different and, you know, where I am might not be make everybody happy. So I think we'll go back down memory lane. And so fortunately and unfortunately, I signed my corporate offer at the age of 21. And so I say fortunately because I was very lucky to get a job that I was very excited about. Unfortunately, there were, I'll say from the perspective of a lot of people took a year in their 20s to travel, you know, post-college or in between jobs. And that was something that I thought would happen for me and it never did. Which is fine. So unfortunate, I started work right after college and didn't go travel the world like a lot of people get the opportunity to do. But fortunate for me that I got a job at a company that was great. I made a ton of friends. I learned a lot. And I was able to start saving for retirement at the ripe old age of barely 22. So one of the big money moves for me that helped me get to where I want it to be is starting saving early, really early. So if you think about it, this is unbelievable, but the monies in my now IRA have, some of them have been there for 18 years. That is a very long time because I'm just 40. So I think it's important to note that your retirement account in whatever feature it is, whether it's 401k, 403b, IRA, but your retirement account will probably be your longest relationship, like of your life with anything that you have anything, right? You don't often own a home. Like I've owned my home for 5 years, but not 18. And your retirement monies will stay with you for a long time. And if you start them at the age of 22, they could, you know, I'm really hoping to live a long time. So my retirement monies could be with me like 70 years. It's a really long time. So one of the really fortunate things for me was I got a corporate offer. I started with a 401k with a really good company match. And I started that right at 22. And I was putting a lot of money in early on because I was of the mindset of I was already broke. So what was the difference between affording one meal out and no meals out? So I started saving and I saved a really good amount at the age of 22. And that brings me to the second thing that I did that I think really changed my trajectory. This was a really big change. I left corporate America at the age of 29. So I left Wall Street. I was working on Wall Street and decided to buy a business. And at the time, and it would still be today, it was a huge risk to go and leave a very comfortable, proven success path, right? Everyone knows if you work in Wall Street and your front office, you can have a very lucrative and successful career. And that was a proven path. And a lot of my peers were on that path, if not all of my peers. And I decided to kind of pull the ripcord and leave and go buy a very small business and build it. And so I very much believe that changed my trajectory. And I'm very fortunate to have people in my circle, friends and family, who supported me and encouraged me to do it. Because it is very hard to leave something that's very comfortable and well-paying to go do something that is uncomfortable and not well-paying. And so I feel really fortunate, but I think that was a very big game changer for me. And I'm really happy I did it. And I remember I was out with clients. We often took clients out and entertained them in the evenings. And I happened to see the owner of the company there. And so I got a minute with him. Oftentimes it was just the traders and not always the owners of the companies. And so I said to him, "You're the owner. I'm curious what your advice would be for someone considering, starting or buying a business." And he was like, "I would absolutely recommend it. It's the best way to build wealth." And then I asked him, "Would you do it over again if you had an opportunity to?" And he said, "Yes, absolutely." And so I was like looking for a sign. I don't know if that was my sign. I had been told by a lot of people who were close to me that like this is a good opportunity. You should give this a go. You can always go back to Wall Street. But I remember I think we were somewhere down the Lower East Side, and I remember being like, "Okay, I think I'm gonna do that." And so if you're listening to this and you're in your early 20s or your 30s, I do think it's really important to take advantage of opportunities that are presented to you and take risks. So for instance, starting a business, buying a business, going back to school. As we know, Natasha went back to law school. And so she went from having a career that she enjoyed, that was well respected, to going back to school. She was quite old compared to her classmates. A lot of people go to law school right after undergrad, and she went back after working for a number of years. And so those risks can often pay off, but they are very uncomfortable in the moment because you often go from a comfortable, proven path that everybody's on, right? We're all on this path together, to going to doing something different. And innately, that's uncomfortable. And then also, it's uncomfortable to go from making money to not making money, or making money to making less money. And so oftentimes, people choose the path of least resistance, but I would encourage you to take the risk, even if it means a step back in income, as long as it's a calculated risk and the ultimate objective is either to make more money or get into a career path that's more rewarding that you think you're going to enjoy more, because that's also important too, because we spend a lot of time working. So for me, taking that risk was so important and really made a big difference with where I am today, which leads me to my next point, which is it takes a lot longer, usually, to get to where you want to go than you'd like. And so I think another really important thing, and not to say that this is something that I'm constantly working on, is being patient. And the business, my target for the business to get to where I wanted it to be was I was going to do it in 3 years. And so it took me, I think, 8 years to get to where I wanted to be. So it took me a lot longer to get to where I wanted to be, but I still got there. And so I think that it's really important when setting your goals to be patient and know that long term, consistently putting in the hard work and working towards your goals will help you achieve them and also help you build wealth. But it does take time and effort, and it's important to be patient. That's something I'm still working on, but I do think that it is tricky to get set up with having goals set to different ages. So for me, I had set these really high goals for 30, and I decided not to do that. I set the goals, but didn't tie them to an age, because whether you do it at 30 or do it at 35 or you do it at 25 or you do it at 40, 45, I don't think it really matters. And it's really easy to set yourself up to compare yourself to other peers and where they are at certain ages, but we're all on different paths. And so I think it's really important just to be patient and know that you'll get there when you get there. Some people will get there earlier, some people will get there later, but you'll still get there. And it's really about putting the time and effort in and being consistent, and it will pay off. And it doesn't matter if you get there at 35 or 40. I often think about it, would you rather have it, you know, if you're not going to have it at 30, do you not want it at all? Like, no, obviously that wouldn't have been my choice. I'd rather have it at 40 than not have it at all. And I think it's good to set large goals, but I also think it's important to be patient and remember it takes time and effort to get to where you want to go often. And that's so true with your personal finances. Sometimes things happen quickly, but oftentimes it takes more time and effort than you'd like, and that's okay. The other part of that is I think it's so important, and I think this really has helped me, is being financially literate. And I will remind you, because you're probably saying, well, you're a CFP. I did not start out as a CFP. I did start out in finance, but I started out in institutional finance, which is a completely different arena, completely different. We're not even in the same place. And so the finance that I started out with is completely different than the finance I do now. But I was always interested in personal finance and always trying to educate myself on personal finances. And so I think it is so important to be literate about personal finance and advocate for yourself, because you have to be an active participant in your financial life. While you can absolutely hire professionals to help you and to work with, I still think it's important that you're a participant, because it's your money and it's your life and it's your finances. And you don't have to be an expert, but I do think you need to have like a good foundation in personal finance. And the best part is we have tons of personal finance information available. It's all free. We have a class that you can take that's free. And so really, it's available to you. And so I think it's important just to have a good working understanding of personal finance so that you can advocate for yourself. So you know what's going on, because money is a part of our everyday life and will be a part of our lives, hopefully forever. And so you want to know what's going on with your finances. And one way to advocate for yourself is ask questions. If it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. So listen to your gut. And don't be afraid to speak up. So some of the areas where I see people get taken advantage of is often life insurance. And so I think it's really important that if it doesn't make sense to you, it doesn't feel comfortable, like you don't need to do it. And none of these things are emergencies. And so you could always just take a step back and review it. But this is where it's so important to be educated yourself so that you're an educated consumer when it comes to personal finance. And then from there, it's really important to protect yourself. So as you grow your finances, I think, you know, besides being financially educated and literate. And
why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Advocating for yourself, it's also just as important to protect yourself. So there's various ways you can protect yourself. But, you know, for example, if you decide to get married, having a prenup, if you decide to move in with a partner, having a cohabitation agreement, it is way better to do all of those conversations in advance when everyone's coming from a place of love than to try and figure things out when things are not going as well. And so those are, you know, two ways you can protect yourself. But it is important to also protect your finances, making sure you have beneficiaries, making sure you have a will. Those are other ways you can protect your finances. And so I think besides being patient, you want to make sure you educate yourself, you advocate for yourself, and then you protect yourself. Those are all really critical pieces in your personal finance life. And then you're probably saying, well, like, that's all really good, but what are the actual steps that I can take to maximize my finances by the time I'm 40? So the way you can take action is, first of all, and I'm repeating myself here, but you have to have a solid emergency fund. A solid emergency fund is super boring, but it allows you a lot of optionality. So for instance, if I hadn't had an emergency fund, I wouldn't have had the ability to buy a business because I wouldn't have had any cash flow to help supplement. And I will say I burned through that entire emergency fund and then maxed out a credit card. So fortunately, I had no credit card debt and solid emergency fund, so I was able to spend the emergency fund and then use a credit card. Wouldn't recommend maxing out a credit card, but you know, tough times calls for tough decisions. So you want to make sure you have a solid emergency fund. You want to make sure you're maxing out your retirement plans. I'm a big proponent of saving early and saving more than you think you should for retirement because, you know, we all want to retire. And then after that, number three would be start to invest outside of your retirement. The reason for this is because it allows you another vehicle to save after you've maxed out your retirement. It also gives you another bucket of money that has a different tax ramification than your retirement. So retirement is taxed generally at ordinary income rates. Your non-retirement investments will typically be taxed at capital gains if they meet the requirements. And so it gives you some optionality in terms of tax strategy. So after you max out your retirement, you want to invest outside of retirement. And then these are two very specific to me, but I would say the fourth thing that I would do to maximize your finances before 40 is keep your housing costs low. I think this is the ultimate trick, and I don't hear it talked about very often, but I'm not a big believer in figuring out how much you can afford, but figuring out how much do you want to spend. Like, they're very different. You know, textbook will say you can spend this percentage of your income on housing, but I wouldn't do it that way. I would say, what do you want to spend on housing? And what kind of lifestyle do you want? And is that reasonable, right? Like, does that mean that you might have a roommate? Does that mean you might have to live in a two-family home? Does that mean maybe where you're living, you might need to move to achieve that? Or maybe move to a different borough or a suburb or something like that. But I think one of the biggest tricks to being on the road to succeed with your finances or putting yourself on the path to succeed is to keep your housing costs low. So to give you perspective, and this is wild, but my first apartment was a bit expensive. That's because I couldn't get off of work. So my dad went with my roommates and then agreed for me to pay for the most expensive room. which is a beautiful room. I had my own bathroom, so that was really nice. But I remember being like, Dad, I don't know that I can afford that. So anyway, I was spending a ton on my first apartment, 1200, and it still feels like a lot today. But anyway, my housing costs have not changed dramatically. I've added a few hundred dollars to that outside of utilities, which has changed dramatically because the square footage is different. But I also went from a very high cost of living city to, I think technically this is still an expensive city, but I wouldn't put it as a high cost of living city compared to the major cities. And so I've always managed to keep my housing costs really low, and that has come down to living with roommates, living in a 6 floor walk up. I never had a doorman except for that first apartment. That was the most expensive one I lived in, or one of the most expensive ones I lived in. And so that for me has allowed me to save money for other goals that are more important to me than housing. Now, you might be sitting there and saying, I'm a homebody, which I think I would also call myself, but, and I really want a beautiful apartment with a doorman and a gym and all the luxuries, or I really want a house with a pool or whatever it is. And so I want to spend more on housing. That's totally your prerogative. I think that having reviewed thousands of people's budgets, one of the things that I see is that the housing costs are always really high, and that then prevents you from spending money on other items. And that's okay as long as you choose that. So I think it needs to be a choice. My choice has always been to keep my housing costs really low to allow me to build wealth. And that has been my most important goal over the years, was to have financial freedom. That's what I've been targeting. And so that gets me to my last one, number five. Do not fall victim to lifestyle creep. And that kind of goes hands in hand with the housing, which is a lot of people upgrade their housing, not really intentionally, but because they feel like they need to like be in a nicer neighborhood or have more guest rooms or have a doorman or whatever. And so that's part of lifestyle creep and societal pressure. And I think it's really important that when you're looking at your budget and your income, especially as you grow your income, being intentional about where your money is spent and deciding, is that the way you want your money to be spent? So for me, I have learned my biggest lesson is I don't need a lot to be happy. And so I don't need a bigger house to be happy. I actually think it would be more stressful. So the way I look at it is, this is a comfortable mortgage payment for me. I have extra guest bedrooms too. I would love another bathroom, but I don't need an extra bathroom. It'd be great, but I don't have one. And so, do I really want to move houses and get a bigger house so I can have one extra guest bathroom? Maybe down the line, but not now, because the way I think about it is, what is it going to cost me in insurance? What is it going to cost me in taxes? What is it going to cost me in upkeep if I get a bigger house? I have to do more expensive lawn care, more expensive landscaping, more expensive snow removal, more expensive utilities, more furniture, more house cleaning. And so to me, it actually just feels like a lot of pressure to upgrade my house. And so, but oftentimes you see people do it. And so I think it's just so important to sit back and be like, is this what I really want? Or is this what society is telling me is the, picture of success? And so one of the big things for me, looking back from, starting my saving career till today is, and I think this has come over the last probably 10 years more than it did in my 20s. But what is it that's going to really make me happy? And why am I working hard to save money? And for me, I'm working hard to save money for financial freedom. I'm not working hard to save money to have a bigger house or a more expensive vacation, but I'm working because I want to have financial freedom, because I believe that financial freedom gives you the ability to choose how you live your life. You can choose whether or not to stay in a relationship, whether or not to stay in a job, whether or not you're going to move. And so it gives you a lot of control over your life. And that's always been my desire, is to have control and autonomy over my life. And financial freedom gives you that. And so that's probably been my biggest takeaway over all the years, is learning the value of money for me is financial freedom. Nothing else. It has nothing to do with the car I drive, with the home I live in. It has all to do with the ability to have choice and control over my life. And all of these steps that I've given you today are, in my opinion, the ways you can help get yourself to a position to be in financial freedom, where you have more control. And that's having a really good emergency fund, that's maxing out your retirement, that's saving non-retirement. And I really truly believe it's keeping your housing costs low so that you have the funds to do all of those things. Because if you're spending too much on housing, it just snowballs. Your insurance is more, your expenses are more, utilities are more, and then you have a harder time meeting all those goals. And so, and then that parlays right into making sure that your money is serving you and is aligned with your values and your goals, and you're not getting caught up in, you know, societal pressures of like, what is success and what is money and why do we have it? So that's been my biggest takeaway, is I have worked really hard and saved money for financial freedom and to have that type of control over my life. And I don't have complete financial freedom. Like, I don't think I could quit my job or get rid of my business tomorrow and be completely done with working, but I'm not terribly far off. But I like what I do, and so I'll continue to work, and I like running my business, and I feel very passionate about personal finance. But I think the biggest takeaway is that building wealth allows you the ability to achieve financial freedom, and financial freedom will be different for everybody, but it gives you that power of choice, which I think is so important. And I feel really grateful to have learned the lesson. And part of it has been talking to so many people over the years through the podcast, which has been really incredible, the experts and the guests. And so thank you to all of our lovely listeners for following along on this journey. We started this podcast, I think it's 6 years ago. So we really appreciate you listening. And if you like the show, we would love it if you share it with a friend and subscribe. And then next week, we're going to have a really amazing show for you. So don't forget to tune in next week. I'm very excited to share it with you. I think it's super educational and really important. And so if you don't share this episode, I would absolutely share that episode, because you'll be doing whoever you share it with a service by sharing it with them. So thanks for listening along. I hope these tips help, but always remember, it is not a race. Whether you hit your financial goals at 30 or 35, 40, 50, as long as you get there, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what age. Thanks for listening. Time for our disclaimer. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance references are historical and do not guarantee future results. Make sure that you consult with your own legal, tax, and/or financial advisor before making any decisions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.